Hey guys. Yo, what's up? Welcome to episode 8 of another Bronxdale podcast. It's Gil,
Ruben,
Rick,
and we're celebrating 420.
Yeah, a couple days late, but we're celebrating 420.
You know
what we have?
We just had some this says Stony Patch. It's supposed to be Sour Patch Kids. And I guess the sour is cannabis.
Mmm, sounds good. Ruben, you feeling okay?
I feel regular.
Ruben's like,
you took one, right?
Yeah,
just take another one right now on air.
I'll wait. Just
live? No. 20 minutes. Right now, live. Ruben is gonna eat another one. I want to hear the crinkling of the paper.
I want to hear you chew it.
I'll wait.
Just take it.
I'll wait. Because I don't know how I'm going to react to this first one.
You're like, I don't want to start cursing randomly.
Yeah.
Listen, I got the bleep button, so.
You're like, fuck the police.
I got the bleep button, so you can say whatever you want.
You could.
I got you.
That shit don't work, bro. You can still tell what the person meant.
Nah. When you said what you said last time, I bleeped it and no one knew.
That was one word. If I just start doing a run-on sentence,
it'll just be a long-ass bleep. Like, I'll cut the whole section of the pod.
Should just sound weird.
Yeah, mid-pod. Fuck it.
Just take it out and be like, yo, son, it sounds like it's missing in that episode.
Yeah. The whole section. 30 minutes of everything Ruben going said. Off.
Because he was like, you know how I fucking really feel?
Oh, shit,
man. What's up? How are you guys this week, man?
Oh, man, it's been great, actually.
It's been a week and a half.
Yeah. Two? I had a virtual, what's that shit? Virtual doctor's appointment, I guess.
Oh, that's
they do the shit virtually now.
Appointment.
I actually like it better because, you know, you go to the doctor. The doctor comes in. First of all, the doctor always comes in like 10, 15 minutes after you've been sitting there.
Sit you down.
They come in, they ask you questions, and then you're there for like half hour while they're talking to you. And then they do the blood work.
Yeah.
This kind of, she did the evaluation with me like face to face, asked me how I'm doing, whatever. Same thing. And then we did that in like 10 minutes. And then I go back to just do blood work. So I go in, so do blood work, blood and I'm leaving. No, I go to the clinic. I go to the clinic, they draw blood, and I leave. So no waste of time.
They send a random tecato to your crib like, yo papi.
They go, sir, you know you have a lot of, you know you got a lot of angel dust in your fucking arm.
That's fine, pal. That's powder. Powder for your nose. Like,
that was your first time doing that shit?
The virtual shit, yeah.
It's like a shot.
Yeah. Last year I did. I went to the doctor last year before the COVID shit, like before pandemic hit. So. I didn't get to experience that shit.
I'm sure there was someone in a teledoc visit to get up in front of their camera, pull their balls out. Like, yo, what is this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
What's this red thing?
And you know what? Sure. It's better than being in person, probably. So the doctor's probably like, listen.
Can you get a little closer? Can you?
Too close. They got out of focus.
Now, you know what? Put your nut on the camera, please. Yeah,
put it right there.
But
how about you FaceTime me?
They better not charge me for that shit either.
Why would they not charge you?
Why the fuck would they charge me?
You get billed. It's still a fucking.
We FaceTime. Like, she FaceTimed my phone number. Like, we was friends.
Nah, you bro. Didn't that's do a doctor.
That's still. They're still.
We FaceTime. I could have FaceTimed any one of you.
Y'all we're not doctors, bro.
Y'all work in the medical field. Y'all can help.
No, I can't actually.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna work like that.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
I would end the call and say, "Call your doctor."
You can't. You wouldn't help me.
No.
All right, whatever. You know, I know what I got for my, you know what I fucking hate? Ruben.
It's been here the whole time. Yo, so we want to.
How's y'all week, though?
We got a few topics. First of all, or I know we already started, but rest in peace to DMX.
Oh, man. Black the Rob. Dog.
That sucks.
Yeah, listen.
You know, I feel like Black Rob's death was overshadowed by DMX and how great he was.
Yeah.
So you don't.
But you know what? I went back, right? Because I went back and I went on Tidal and I made a Black Rob playlist. And I was like, holy shit. Like, he's got a bunch of hits. But obviously, you know, they were in the fucking 90s. So, but yeah, man, RIP to them. Yeah. By the way, Ruben has no fucking clue who Black Rob is.
So, I mean, you played a song or two.
I played Whoa. And first of all,
I heard Whoa by Snow.
It took him a minute and 10 seconds to figure out, oh, okay, I've heard this. Not from the beginning.
You didn't get it from, I met this bad bitch uptown.
She was Whoa.
No.
That should have been it right there.
Didn't ring a bell.
Fam, it should have been it when the first chords hit. When it should have been it.
Yo, but y'all older than me. So that's,
no. Bro, we're not doing that.
I was doing the cassette shit. Sony, you said it. Sony waterproof cassette. It was yellow. Okay.
Bro, I'm 33.
I'm into CDs, bro.
I'm 33. I'm 23.
I'm 29.
We are not that far apart.
But you are far enough that you had a cassette.
You don't have a cassette
player? Fam, you didn't have a cassette player?
No.
You were
right. What year were you born?
I was in the age of CDs.
What year?
I mean, cassettes were around, but I wasn't into music when cassettes were around.
You're still not into music, technically.
Technically, I'm not. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but there are songs and things that transcend all of that shit. You don't have to be into it. When you hear Rick,
I don't give a fuck.
Yo, he didn't know what Beethoven, he didn't know. Let's get it.
Didn't listen to that shit, but you hear a Beethoven, you're like, that's Beethoven.
Exactly. That's Beethoven.
Okay.
Because it transcends. That's what I mean. It just, you don't have, like, there's.
So you're comparing Black Rob to Beethoven?
Not at all.
No, that song, though, that song is, it's been 20 something years, and it's still a very popular song.
Okay. I was cleaning out my closet, and that's what I like. That's what I grew up on.
Yo.
Nick, all right. He was like, I'm sorry, Mom. Mind you,
and he had the best relationship with his mom.
He never had no problems with Mom, but I'm sorry, Mom. Yo, meant to hurt you.
He got the best relationship with Mom.
Your nuggets are ready, Bobby. Where's my snare?
Yo.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Funny.
Like I was saying, my first album was Get Rich or Die Trying. So, that's what I was into.
He was like,
that's a great first album buy.
After the South Pole, I hate that we keep going here. He was like, Get Kiff or Die Trying.
Yo, fuck
that.
Oh,
shit.
That's all up top, baby.
That was good. That was off the dome. Off the ball dome. I just can't believe, like, we're not that far apart in age. Like, what do you call the Tims?
I know everyone calls them now the Butters, but I never called it that.
What did we call it?
The Constructs.
There we go. I told you, it's Constructs. Yeah. They call it the Butters.
I don't know why they called it the Butters.
It's not even the color of butter.
It's not.
It's the color of wheat.
It's the, I don't know what butter they buy.
But it's not the color of butter.
Maybe they buy in the country crock. I never had butter in my country crock, though. It was just always some other shit.
It was always coins or something.
Some collectibles? Coins?
Yeah, for
the knitting accessories. Oh, you keep that in a little tin can.
Nah, that's
cookies.
The blue cookies.
You see, you're old enough to remember all of that stuff. That's from our generation. That's, they don't do that shit now.
They don't change. You're like right in the middle, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I grew up in a weird time, I guess.
It's the same fucking time, bro.
92, baby. Nah, bro. Y'all was born in the 80s. That's a little different.
I was born. What year were you born?
87.
Oh, damn.
See, you said damn, meaning that there's a difference.
You know, I was telling him he was born. We spoke about this too, though. That Call of Duty just went back 40 years, and I didn't put together the time frame. And my son's texting me, and we talking about it. And then I turned the game on, and I see it goes from 2021. To 1984, and I'm like, I'm fucking old. When the video games go back, and it's when I was born, I'm like, yo, that's it. I'm gonna die soon. Yeah.
Nah, don't do that.
Nah, I'm not gonna die.
Don't say that. Yo, DMX is mad young, but 50.
Yeah. DMX also lived a different life than I did.
He definitely lived a different life. He looked good, though, on the verses. Like,
yeah, but he was always, like, up spirit-wise. Like, you know.
But even, like, his weight. He had gained some weight. Like, yeah. he looked like he was... he was happy, you know, but RP him, man. When I told Ruben, I was like, oh, we're going to talk about DMX. You know what he tells me? I'm playing around, you know who DMX is? He's like, yeah, the guy that barks.
That's what he fucking said.
That's what he fucking said.
The guy that barks. That's disrespectful.
Obviously, I know who the fuck he is.
He's like, I know who he is. That's that guy who was playing Grand Theft Auto in real life. He stopped some guy. Because that, remember that?
Oh, when he stopped some guy and said he was a federal agent, yo.
Huh? And he stopped some guy as a fucking police officer. He's not a cop, but he stopped the guy in the street.
Not even a police officer. He said he was a federal agent. He said he was a federal agent. And stopped someone at the airport.
He was playing Grand Theft Auto in real life.
This was a couple of years ago. This was probably like 6 or 7 years ago.
You know what's wild?
It was getting bad.
That guy didn't know who DMX was either then.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe he did. That's why DMX got arrested. He probably told the cops, yeah, fucking DMX tried to stop me as a federal agent. It was DMX. And they said, oh, the dog? All right, let's go get him.
You know who it is?
They did it in his voice.
They did it in his voice. Pull over. The dog? All right, let's go get him.
Federal agent out. You know?
He's like, yo, Bobby. No, why I revert to the I don't know. I revert to the Puerto Rican fucking
Tecato. That's fucked up. Yeah, Bobby. How do you bark in Spanish? Like,
Sasa. Like, oi, oi, oi. I don't
know. Oh, shit.
Barks oh, my Spanish. God. That's wild. Yo, that shit had me crying. The shit y'all showed me. Dama Lamano. Dama Lamano.
Dama La Ultra. You know what's funny? I saw a Royal Rumble entrance, but then it was like heaven. And it was like, oh, who's next? And then it hit the DMX Rough Riders anthem as him being the next entrant to heaven. And everybody goes crazy in like the bar. And I was like, this is fucking hilarious. Like, see, that's not in bad taste. Like, that's funny. Like, it's
not, but I also find, like, I find it kind of weird.
What, like?
When people do that. Like, you don't find it weird that, like, someone dies and then they go to their computer and create a thing in Photoshop and add music to it and all that?
I guess it depends on the... Because you could do it horribly. Like, I saw one that was, like, really bad. Like,
what I hate also is that they when a... Like, at least when a rapper dies, they add them to the long list of rappers that died in a photo. But then they also throw in, like, Martin Luther King. There's always, yeah, like, Malcolm X. But then there's always... Obama in there too for some reason. It's like the weirdest fucking thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird. I hate that shit. You know it's what like, I don't yo, like? It feels disrespectful to all of them.
Yeah, at that point.
When people post like their dead relative or friend and then someone likes it. I feel some type of way about that. Like, I never liked it because why would I like the fact that someone died?
But there's no, I don't think there's another option other than liking.
You comment your condolences. You can scroll
past, I guess. Or comment.
Yeah, I don't
comment
say
your
shit.
Condolences.
Like, I don't say anything. You double tap.
But a lot of people comment the high fives.
Yeah, well, I died. Double tap. Because
those aren't praying hands.
That's not praying hands. It's high fives.
It's like, yay. Like, meet you up top. And a lot of the. How do you know where these people are going? Like, how do you know they're all going? How do you know? I can't say how do I know Martin Luther King went to heaven, right? Like, he has a reason to be there. If, you know, that's... I don't know how that works. I haven't died. So, I can't. No. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm going to let you go down that's with bad. That one.
I'm just saying, you don't know who goes where.
I mean, like, you don't.
So it's like, you got these people all in the photos, like, they...
Like, I know one of them did some shit, right? Like...
Listen, people... A lot of people got secrets that we don't know about.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, but you could go to church and, like, confess, and it's like, Control-Alt-Delete.
Just right-clicking.
It's like you get the task manager. Yeah. Oh, that's fire. Good.
The task manager and close all
and
the
you
apps.
Close, you close the fucking... The sin apps. That's
sin
dope.
Apps.
Like, yo, I'm trying to get baptized again. Fuck it, let's do it. Yo, you want to be my godfather?
And then
you could be yo.
And
you could be
I
my
get baptized, and you my godfather.
Oh, right? Nigga, we be each other's Ninos.
Yo, let's do it.
That's fire.
That's weird. Like, right? What? If you're like one of our godfathers, like, we ask you, can you be my?
Oh,
godfather?
If we ask each other to be each other's godfather, that's weird as fuck. Yes,
that is weird.
Absolutely.
But I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm with it too. Fuck it.
If
can
I
can you be my godfather, so I can call you Bobby.
No, you call him Padrino.
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 Padrino. All right.
Padrino.
Don't ever call me Poppy.
It's like, yo, I don't gotta be your godfather for you to call me Poppy.
Oh, shit. You said that in a sexy voice, too. I did. You gotta relax.
I'm trying to let him know I'm zaddy, nigga. Oh my god.
Oh man. But yeah, we'll close it out. Yo, RIP DMX.
Yeah, let's leave that right there.
Bro, that shit hit me hard, man. I love DMX. But RIP him.
We saw WrestleMania together.
Oh yeah, yeah, Bad Bunny, son.
News when they're hearing it, but we haven't recorded since then. And he don't really watch. That's Ruben. I'm pointing like they can watch this.
Well, I haven't. I stopped. I used to when I was a kid.
When did you stop?
After Eddie Guerrero died.
That was good my time favorite wrestler. Stop
watching wrestling.
Yeah, that was my favorite wrestler. After he died, and for a minute, I thought it was fake that he died. I was like, that's part of it.
I could see that, though.
I could see that, though,
wrestling
too.
Does that.
And when I was a kid, so I was like, that's part of it. He's going to come back.
Eddie will be back next week.
Yeah, with The Undertaker. Like.
And indeed, he did not come back.
Yeah, he didn't.
Died mad times.
Long-term storyline.
Mad times.
And then he died for real.
I remember when he got with the concrete joint. Like,
oh,
I was
shit,
like,
oh,
he's
yeah.
gone.
You know, oh, man, we're not going to see him for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then we never saw him again. Yikes. Yep. But yeah, so Bad Bunny killed it, yo.
He did a great job.
He bodied that shit. He looked like he actually took the time and like prepared to not look crazy out there.
I expected him to tag in here and there and do a little move here and there, but he was like full on in there.
For the majority of the entire fight, yeah. He was in there.
It's pretty good.
He was in there. He was selling.
He got another job in case.
Yeah, you know, was selling. His merch sales are insane.
Look at
and then he got the bag to.
Yeah, them ticket sales.
Oh, my God. And he got the fucking little cross-promotion shit.
Yeah, that was fire. They planned that out perfectly. That worked out so good. And it worked out more because he's a huge fan. So it was, like, effortlessly. As opposed to, like, Drew Carey in the Royal Rumble or Donald Trump in WrestleMania or something stupid.
Oh, he took the worst Stone Cold Stunner ever.
Yeah, like all that. Mike Tyson.
Well, Mike Tyson was cool.
No,
he did the little shit
fun,
with Austin.
But it was just nobody's going to top what Bad Bunny did.
Probably not, nah. Because
he
actually
was
got
out there
in the
jumping
ring.
Jumping off the top ropes. Yeah, like,
he did a destroyer, yo.
Yeah.
Like, that's that flipping that's shit that he did at
the
end.
The
pile driver.
Yeah. Like, that's and the Miz was great for all of that.
Yeah.
They paired him with someone perfect for it.
It's perfect. It's absolutely believable, like, that he could beat Miz, because Miz is, like, the slimy bad guy. So, it was a perfect fit. Speaking of Bad Bunny, though, did you guys get tickets?
No, I didn't even try.
No, I'm good, bro.
Y'all didn't try at all?
Nope.
No, I saw that ticket prices were, like, $270 for the last row.
It was, when I got to Ticketmaster, it was, like, $600 for 300 sections.
Yeah, that's wild.
I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
And I mean, there's people that did it. Like
Bad Bunny out here taking your stimulus check. And let me be clear, that stimulus check is gone for all of y'all. Like, whoever still got it is because you saved it. But whoever had it and was waiting on something, you ain't wait for this Bad Bunny ticket. That shit is gone.
Yeah.
That shit was way too expensive.
He took all your stimulus check.
I just like I kind of understand why it's like it looks to be the first concert since pandemic started, right? Like that, I think that is.
Nah, there's concerts going on.
Concerts
I think.
Yeah.
What concerts?
I don't know. I'm not into music like this.
Jesus.
So why would you say that there's concerts?
I said there might be.
No one has done a concert, bro.
Well, Bad Bunny did that free street shit in Grand Concourse.
That was dope.
That's not really a concert. You couldn't buy tickets. But anyways, it's because that's the first concert. It's Bad Bunny. And he got three albums that he came out with last year that he could.
Fire.
That he's
he going to
perform.
So
he's
he it,
yeah,
with.
It's going to be a fire.
I'm sure it's going to be worth every penny. I just don't want to spend that money on that.
I'm happy knowing that I saw him already before the fame shit.
But you got to see him now when he's famous.
Not for
the show.
$2,000.
The show will be is gonna be stupid elaborate.
Unless he comes down and be like, "I know you're a fan," and you know.
You remember that? I don't know if you saw that video of the girl that tried to buy Bad Bunny tickets and she was crying. She was like, it was on TikTok. She was doing like mad shit. So she had, She was like, oh, let me put on my hoodie and my slippers for good luck.
I think you sent me that.
I think I sent it to you. And she's like, she starts crying at the end. And she's like, oh, I didn't get the ticket. I didn't get the ticket. Apparently, I think his record label reached out to her and gave her tickets to the his concert.
You see what I'm saying?
So now I got to do the same thing.
So now I got to go on and cry?
Yeah. Okay, it was either the record label or somebody that, in his organization.
Big Bunny over here.
Oh, yo, wait, Big Bunny. Big Bunny sounds wild.
That's like a prison name.
Yo, that would be Big a prison Bunny. Name, bro. Big Bunny.
Come on, Big Bunny, get over here, boy. Put that Kool-Aid on your lips.
Get over here, boy. You better hop on it.
Nah. Why can't just take people's food?
Nah, because you Big Bunny. You Big tell them to hop on it.
All that, yo.
Yeah, you wanna... tell them to hop on it, B.
That sounds like a lot. I'm good. I don't need it.
For who, though? For you or the person that's hopping on
for
it?
For the guards to walk in down that.
And it got to be a big
like,
dude.
Like, yo, CEO, I got Big Bunny on. Yo, get this bunny off me.
Oh, wow. Shit. Oh,
want
my
that
God.
That carrot pop?
Damn,
bro.
You
yo, been, bro, what's going on?
Yo.
Yo, what was that? He stuck that shit in there. Yo, no. Hey, y'all feel it now? You feel it?
He said I stuck that shit in there. Like, yo.
Oh, shit. Okay, enough, enough. Yo, oh, I can't. God. Take the other one.
I'm going to have to.
Take it. Take it.
Yeah, you should.
Take it. Yeah. You're boring me, Ruben. Take it.
Sorry. I'm sorry for calling.
I'm boring you because you're so fucking high.
Yo, that shit hit me out of nowhere. Oh, man.
He's been fidgeting with his buttons. I don't know if you noticed.
What were we talking about?
Stuck. I don't know, but it turned into me being Big Bunny.
Oh, Bad Bunny. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Yo, you watched the Verses?
I saw, yeah, most of it. I had it
Did
on.
You like it?
It was all right.
I don't know. I liked when they were like, when they would just play the music back and forth.
Yeah, I prefer that method of verses as opposed to the...
Yeah, I don't really like the concert thing.
Because it's not a real verses. Like,
for them, it wasn't a real verses.
And I didn't take it like that anyway because of Method Man, Redman. And also, like, I feel like, is it really a verses? If you really did it the other way around, Method Man is blowing Redman out the water.
Whoa, Method Man is blowing Redman out of the water, bro.
That's exactly what I said.
What?
Method Man is blowing Redman out the water.
You said it the other way.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
I don't think he did.
I said Method Man is blowing Red Man off the water.
Okay. I heard it the other way.
Well, would you want to play back the video right now? Like,
we going to cut this.
We're going to pause. And...
No, we'll listen to it next. We'll listen to it afterwards. And then in the next episode, we'll talk about it.
Because you look bad happy right now. He looked like fucking Steve Harvey. Mad Teeth. Like,
oh, shit.
I'm like, I know what I just said, bro.
Oh, man. I didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to.
Me either. And that's why I said if it would have been a regular versus, again, Method Man has so many hits. And not that Redman doesn't, but a lot of his stuff, you got to be a hardcore hip-hop fan.
My problem with the verses, though, with some of the rappers is they're playing, like, album cuts that they like. That I would just want to hear the hits.
Yeah.
That's it. Just play your
hits.
Why
would you play something that you like? It's what the consumer's listening to. Or...
Yeah, and that's why Fab lost. Because he played mad shit that no one... That everyone's like, yo, where's Trade It All, bro? Yeah, like, what are you talking about? I don't want to hear this shit.
And even then, he could have just did more Soul Tape shit. If that was the case.
If that was the case, right?
Like that too.
Yeah.
But Jadakiss also surprised us. He had a lot of...
But Jadakiss sprinkled in, like... He had, you know, he would do Blackout, and then he did, like, K-I-S-S.
Taste it. Right, bro?
Yo, we could just talk to each other.
Taste what?
Hit him.
Nah, I didn't. I don't think so.
What the fuck?
taste what? What are you tasting?
You see, it hit him.
What's bad is the first hit. The first one is what hit him. The second
one's gonna hit you even harder, bro.
No, you can't taste anything.
Yo, but you can just say like it out loud. Talk, bro. He said he tastes it in his teeth.
I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, ears are red.
Yeah, I was just laughing.
Oh, that's what happens when you laugh.
It's mad hot in here.
Yo, it is wild hot in here, bro.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
If I put the fan on,
it feel like COVID.
The window's open.
It's hot outside.
All right, bro. What y'all want me to do?
I don't know.
Yo, fan me.
Fan me is crazy. Yo, fan me.
Oh man, what's up? What else is on the docket?
Still, everything went out of whack. Ben Askren.
Oh shit! Yeah, Jake Paul versus
Jake Paul. Ben Askren.
Ben Askren.
First of all, for those who don't know, Ben Askren was undefeated before he ran into Masvidal Me.
Yeah, but he was undefeated because he fought like
bums,
like those bums. He fought like fucking Khabib. Khabib does it at a higher level, obviously, but you know, all he does is fucking wrestle you, you know, hold you in the floor, and
yeah, and then the time
win by points. Down. Yeah, pretty much
trash.
Yeah, Ruben is going through it right now. Ruben is going through it right now. So this might just be me and Gil for the rest.
He's playing with the cord to the mic. He's like, it feels so good.
Oh man, is this your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you don't know what it feels. That's why he kept asking, like, "Yo, what is it supposed to feel like?"
Yeah.
That's what.
And once you feel it, it's just too late.
You feel super happy, right? This shit is the best.
I'm not super happy. I mean, I'm sitting here.
Jesus Christ. Yo, I'm sorry that you're here.
Yeah, do you not want to pod with us anymore?
Yeah, like, nah,
good,
Joe Budden. Like,
do we take your picture off of the artwork now?
Solo.
Oh, shit.
What he said?
You could do this solo.
You could do this solo?
Nah, probably not. I don't know what the fuck you're doing with that computer.
He's like, yo.
Yeah.
I'm trying to plug this mic into my iPhone.
I need a soundboard. I could plug the mic into my iPad.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, what's next on the docket?
Ben Askren got knocked out.
Really.
Who is he? He fights?
Yo, we that's literally just said.
He's a UFC fighter. Bro, he used to be talking about that on the podcast you're on.
I know you did.
That's live right now. Well,
he lost to somebody that's on YouTube?
He fought to Logan Paul. Is it Logan Paul or Jake
Paul? Jake Paul. Logan Paul Logan's is the other one.
Mayweather.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
I don't get it, but Mayweather's supposed to be the richest guy on the fucking planet, but
he's taking
these stupid fights, so.
Yeah. I saw him one time. I saw him one time.
Where?
In the bank.
Yeah, you asked him a question?
Nah, I nodded my head and he nodded his and kept it pushing.
How much money he took out?
Bro, there was fucking millions on the counter. And he's an asshole because he didn't go to the back and take out his money and the preferred Chase customer shit. He was at the teller and the teller had Ziploc bags
of
hundreds.
Holy shit.
Like bricks. And I knew, I was like, there has to be somebody famous in the bank because all the TMT, like, SUVs were parked outside the bank.
There you go.
There was, like, four SUVs. So I get in there. I'm standing in line. I'm looking at the counter. And I'm like, that's fucking Mayweather at the counter. And sure enough, he was fucking taking out millions of dollars, I guess.
You know, I don't know if I ever shared this with any of you guys. I worked with someone who's kind of close to him personally. And he, like, shared with me. He's, like, outside of, like, the persona of Mayweather, like the trash talking and all that. He's like, he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a really nice guy. But again, he knows how to sell a fight.
Persona,
he knows how to sell a fight.
It's his character.
But yeah, I heard he's like a super nice guy.
I bet you. And I bet you a lot of the people who portray themselves as nice people
in
the media are the fucking terrible people.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Well, you saw the shit that happened with Ellen DeGeneres last year.
Yo.
Yeah,
that was really bad.
But I mean, she was wilding, right? Like, she was berating people and
They said they had, like, It was a really toxic work environment.
But then they stay there. Like,
yeah, bro, but that pays bills. I'm pretty sure you make mad money.
I'll take that abuse.
Okay, Gil, no, you won't, bro.
No, you will not. How much we paying?
I don't think you'll.
Like one of them crazy high school yeah, but conversations. Would you sleep with Michael Jackson for $100 million?
For $100 million, yes, absolutely. You said no?
Huh? I didn't say no. I didn't say anything.
Absolutely. I didn't even gotta.
It's just how fast you said yes.
I'm saying 100 million.
Yes.
100 million, we talking about before taxes or after taxes?
After. No.
It don't matter.
Before. It does before matter. Taxes, that drops your shit in half, bro. That.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of bread. Still...
Damn, bro, you down for whatever.
Listen.
Nah, we gotta make it 110
mil.
200,000.
Hell no.
200,000?
You're not letting Michael right Jackson tickle you, Elmo?
Michael Jackson? No. For 200,000, that's a steal for him. I'm expensive, baby.
You think your
booty's
worth more than $200,000?
You know what I'm saying? I'm expensive. Perspective. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
So what do you value your body at?
Listen, $200,000, you can't even buy a house in New York.
Weird. Who says you got to live in New York? Move to Ohio. You could buy a house for $10,000.
No, I would never live in Ohio. Right,
well. You'd be at the Wawa's with whatever that guy's name.
I'm never going to live anywhere where there aren't a lot of me's around.
Hips. Whatever. Dumb.
Shit, what would we
200,000?
No. This would you do it for 200,000?
Do what?
Do what?
Like, explain what I gotta do to Michael Jackson. Mind you, Michael Jackson is, he's gone. He's gone now.
Well, we're talking like if he was
2004. Here.
Yo, but what was the original conversation?
Who knows at this
point? Oh, Mayweather.
Yeah, Mayweather being the
And then he
guy.
Said Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, that. Yeah. So you wouldn't take that abuse. That's where we were at. I know you, and you would not take that abuse. You wouldn't sell yourself for money, bro.
I mean, yes, you would.
I don't think you would.
Yes, you would. I'm half out of a job now.
You
and
would.
And I'm like, it is what
all
it is.
All the sneakers you could buy, bro.
Damn, so I got to sell my body for some kicks?
I'm yeah. saying sell your body for some kicks. But
what you saying?
I'm saying you could buy mad shit.
So it's,
and you one of those people that likes mad shit. You're
like
me.
You know what's
like
crazy though? But I know how you are. So when we chill, you're gonna be like, you will suck at Michael Jackson's dick for them Jordans though.
Oh yeah, we have to make
that. Like, oh, I would never let you live in that.
Yeah, like no, that's gonna not. Be forever.
But you could always be like, yeah, and you
but
broke.
But you also don't care what people think. So you
I
would
don't
just
care,
make
but at the same time
it would bother you?
You he would we would be somewhere, he would say it out loud, like probably, and I'd be like, damn.
And they'd be like, oh,
you act like
they'd
be like attention Walmart shoppers.
You're like, yo, attention Walmart shoppers. Gil's
out here
sucking
Gil's sucking Michael Jackson's glittery cock, guys.
Michael Jackson would have glitter on his
cock. Of course. You never seen
the
Dave Chappelle.
It's not glitter, it's sequins.
Okay, so okay. You rub it and it goes the other way.
Yo, he got so offended. Yo, it's not glitter. Like, it's not glitter.
It's not glitter. It's not Victoria's Secret lotion.
Yo,
that's wild.
Oh shit, we're not gonna get through this, man.
I don't know.
I don't see.
I don't know how we got to where we at right Yo. Now, but it's weird.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Feel like that's that bad.
Okay,
so keep eating. You, fucking.
You know what the thing is? You don't see you how we see you.
The fuck do I look like?
You look weird right now.
You've been playing with your buttons. You've been playing with the mic cord,
bro. I do that on a regular. It seems like I'm doing it more.
Mm. Mm.
So it's the way I see
nah, this man, yo, he did the science.
Yeah,
so he did the math.
Right? He pretended.
He did the math, B.
Oh no, I ate that shit. It was good. It's not working the sour patch.
Take some home, then be like, yo, you getting on Call of Duty? You're gonna be walling.
Be walking into the wall, just
running.
Oh man,
that's wild.
Oh. What's funny on that? Yo, the Usher shit. Please,
Usher,
give a background.
So Usher, this is probably like, what, two and a half weeks ago?
Maybe, yeah.
Usher was reported when he goes to strip joints, he gives out Ush bucks. Hundreds, 20s, 10s, 5s, and singles with his face on them.
That's kind of dope.
Some strip clubs do that, though.
Do what? Give you
like,
Usher bucks?
Like, you... not Ush bucks, but...
Ush.
Nah.
Sin City bucks.
But if you, like, we went to Scores in Jersey, and if you take $100, they give you $100 of, like, their money.
And
so that the cash... The
girl like Chuck E. Cheese? With the coins?
Yes, it's exactly like that. So wait, except the prize is much better.
She goes to the back. She's like, "Can I get a bottle of baby oil?"
No, and then baby wipes? And then
you don't have enough of the wipes.
And I'm guessing.
She's like, "Oh my God, Cinnamon, can I borrow your wipes?
Can I get one cock ring?"
A cock ring is like the spider ring.
Oh, let me get
a cock ring. I'll take a cock ring, some gum,
and a slinky.
I don't have
and
enough.
You ever went to Dave and Buster's and you went and you saw the PlayStation? You go, yo, I could get that shit.
That shit says like 50,000 tickets, and then you do the math in your head and you're like, 50,000 tickets is $5,000 for Xbox One.
Where that shit's gonna be missing the power cord because it's from GameStop.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. All right, my PlayStation works. Okay,
barely.
That's good,
and it's incredible. Okay.
Oh my God. This turned into strippers buying their toiletries with Ushbucks.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't know that they did that, though. I didn't know that they took fake money. And so then what? At the end of the night, they exchange the fake money for real money? Or is it really for toiletries? For
they it probably is in exchange for real money. But that's how you keep like the cash flow going in the club. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because then nobody could pick that money up and take it outside of the
place. And also, there's no refunds. So like if I give them, let's say I go to a strip club with $100, right? If I only threw 50, I leave with $50. But if you go to them and you give them $100 and take their money, their bucks for the strip club, you can't exchange it back.
You had to throw.
So you spent $100. So it forces you to spend exactly what you exchanged. So
let me ask you, because you see how he said Mayweather and the bricks of money, right? I don't see myself, let's say I'm well off and I have mad money. I still don't see myself taking a whole Ziploc of hundreds, going to a strip joint, and just throwing that shit in the air.
Yeah, me neither.
I find that fucking crazy.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I'm sure you've never done that.
But you've spent money on a strip club.
I've done that before.
Like, how much have you spent without getting in trouble with your wife?
No. The most I've spent was with her.
And how much was that?
Only on singles or including like
everything, the bottle,
liquor,
the
probably like $1,000.
That's a lot of fucking
money.
It was
for her birthday.
I don't care.
That's crazy.
That's
it's
a
for
lot.
Her birthday. Give her that $1,000. She could twerk in front of you at the crib.
I mean, we enjoyed other girls having fun. It was great.
I'm not paying $1,000 for that.
You don't go there to think that.
More power to you.
But you know, we bought we had a bottle, like, you know, that shit adds
$600.
Up. Basically, it all adds up.
I couldn't do
it. Bro, I remember I went to Sin City with $300, and I probably came back with $260. And I think most of that was spent on a soda.
My boy Stan is like that, yo.
I gave a stripper $3, bro.
$3.
I didn't throw them. I put it in her, like, her G-string. Like, I tucked it in. That. I tucked it away, like, here,
like,
you go.
And you put it
I remember saying, I remember saying, here you go.
Like he was grandma.
Here you go, Poppy,
you
for
go,
you.
Mama, good job.
Yo, it was bad, bro.
But I've never, like, thrown it in the air, like, just
me
to.
Me neither, that's
we,
weird.
You know, like, we see the dancers, they come,
they pop the,
we give
the
it to them.
And
yeah,
like,
we don't
ah,
do that shit.
You bugging. I get it, y'all got all the money, whatever. But
no, but that's
people,
like, you know, that was the right before we went to Bermuda.
That's crazy, damn, bro.
I feel like for some of those, like, artists and stuff, I don't even
know. It was like five. No, it was when she turned 30 that we spent like $1,000.
Yeah. I feel like some of those artists, that's not even their money. I feel like the strip club gives them, like,
oh, that's
the bands,
that's
and they'll
thing
say,
too.
Here, like, just throw that in the air. Like,
that's a thing,
just
too.
To look
just
good.
To, because that, it, you alone being there, yeah, is promoting it. They're going to make more money off of that.
That's, you hit it, the nail right on the
thing. They hit, bro. So here's $5,000. Just throw it on the floor.
Yeah. We'll pick so it up if later. If they, you know how they pay people to go to a club, right? So
yeah,
if that's... they pay this person $10,000 to go to a club, they might give them another grand just to throw the money. They say, listen, this you have to throw because it goes back to them anyways.
I promote your club, but I need more than $10,000.
You know
what I'm saying? We're going to strip clubs and promoting strip clubs. I'll do it, but I need more than $10,000.
More than $10,000?
I can't be around this negative energy.
It's only positive energy at strip clubs.
Yeah. Positive hepatitis.
For real.
Nah, man.
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Yeah. It's nice at strip clubs. It's fun.
I went to a strip club once. Maybe it's because I was...
Yo, why are you looking at me, bro? Because
you look like you go to strip clubs at 1 to eat the wing.
One in the afternoon.
One in the afternoon, to be clear.
I do not do that. I do not do that.
You don't go for lunch?
Nah.
You don't order on Uber Eats?
No. Yo, there's no strip club around me, but
I've been here so long, I seen shorty coming with clothes on.
they always got, like, sweats on, and the ass say juicy on them.
It's like P Valley, bro. You seen P Valley?
No. You enjoy that show, but you wouldn't go to a strip club.
It's a show.
And that's probably not a great representation of a strip club because strip clubs are a lot tamer than they make it seem on television.
Yeah, but it's fine because I'm watching it.
That's different. Yeah, I like fucking Fast and the Furious. I'm not gonna drive a tank off of the fucking bridge.
You could.
Yeah. Or not.
Well, you could. I wouldn't want you to, but yeah. You could.
Where he's getting this tank from?
But yeah, so the Ush Bucks. But they say he was used. That was like, it was just to promote his, like, Vegas show.
Yo, I should do that for the wedding.
Throw Rue Bucks?
Nah, when we come out, have y'all sitting there with the, you know, the money machine? It's like the gun?
Yeah.
But Rue Bucks
and gliders. Yeah. I got 10,000 gliders.
That sounds like a currency in Ecuador.
That sounds racist.
That doesn't sound like a currency in Ecuador. Gliders
and Rue Bucks.
Yo, Poppy, how much is that?
Rue Bucks.
10,000 gliders. How much is that in real life? $1.
Yo, why is it that money converts that way?
Yo, money conversion is fucking nuts.
You're like, yo, that's $30,000. And you're like, damn, how much is that in U.S.? And they're like, $345. Like, oh, I got that. Give me two. I got $60,000 on me.
Oh, man. Wild. I felt like that's how it was in Puerto Rico, but there was no conversion.
No.
It was just cheaper.
Yeah. That's because we used to overpaying for shit.
Yeah. Living in New York, you're used to overpaying for mad shit.
But that's why I find it weird. Like, I've had conversations with people, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that because it's a waste of money. And it's like, just fucking, you work. Like, the fuck? We live. If you didn't want to waste your money, you would have left New York a long time ago.
Exactly.
Living here, you're wasting all your money.
I do hate, like, the quality of life here could be so much better because it's such a vibrant city. But they want us to fucking pay $1,400 for a one-bedroom.
I just want to tell people, newsflash, we're going to work fucking Monday through Friday, have 2 days off, and then somewhere down the road, we fucking just die. That's trash.
That is trash.
That's trash, but that's, who's going to fix this calendar shit? Hopefully I'm alive for that, for them to be like, you know what, now it's 3 days a week.
Well, other countries do it different. Like, where is it? I think it's Italy.
One of these, they do 4 days, right?
Fucking, yeah, it's like 4 days. Their vacation time is crazy, and I think it is Italy.
Their holiday.
Like. Their holiday, they get like a month off.
Their holiday.
What was that?
I don't know.
That's like British. Nigga. Say it again.
Holiday.
That was fucking Idris Elba.
That was Crocodile Dundee.
Yo, I'm Australian and fucking
He's
British.
A fucking
holiday.
Australian Italian.
Holiday. Right, whatever, man. Listen
Idris Elba.
Listen, these crackers, they all sound the same. Okay?
These crackers. They would be biscuits.
Listen, these Triscuits sound exactly the same.
Holiday.
I don't even know what we were saying.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, yeah. No, their vacation is crazy.
They break for lunch, right? They get an hour.
Yo, they get more than
that. They get more than that, bro.
They get like a two-hour break. Oof, and you get to go home, take a nap, and fucking come back to work.
It felt like that. What day was it in Puerto Rico? Like on Monday, everything was closed.
Yeah. They also do like there's some like their vacation time is what?
Smells like weed.
It's your breath, maybe. I don't know.
Somebody outside?
I don't know. Maybe my landlord. I know he'd be copping that ooey. I'll be seeing him sitting in random cars.
I don't smell anything.
I don't smell nothing either. And I feel stuffy.
Your shit was laced with the dust.
Damn, bro. Don't tell me that. I have an addictive personality. I'm scared. What if I become a crackhead tomorrow?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I'm also going to get fly for the summer.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to throw these shit on.
Like, yo, Gil lost a lot of weight and all his teeth.
Yo, but Gil, how'd you do it, yo?
It was a combination of Shakeology, angel dust. What's that other shit? Herbalife.
Yo, angel dust and Herbalife may as well be the same thing.
Like, if you get into that whole thing, like that whole scheme of anything like that, is like, you deserve everything that happens. That whole
pyramid scheme?
Yeah, well, that pyramid scheme. And we know somebody that deals with that.
I know too many people that.
Yo, don't do that shit. Stop. It's crazy. Just get a real job, bro. Just get a regular job.
It's not hard, yo.
And then what's bad is you do that for so long, that resume has that gap. How do you fill that with pyramid scheme? Like, how do you say, this is what I've been doing this whole time?
You put the triangle upside down, regular, then upside down, then regular, and that's how you feel it.
Like, you feel it in there, like, oh, I see what you was doing.
Oh, I see what you was doing. I read it.
People changing off of Con Ed.
Yo, what is that scam?
That's another scam.
What is that, though?
That's the fucking...
Because how do they get, like, to get you charged more money? That's crazy to me.
First of all, since I've been a child, I never heard of nothing other than Con Ed. Shout out to Con Ed for holding down electricity and light. Like, where you ever heard of something else other than Con Ed?
I didn't know there was anything
else.
Other
states is not Con Ed.
No, they have other names too. Mm-hmm. I can't think of one of them right now, but there's other names to that shit. But, like, you know, but it feels like there's just that main one. Like, when you go to a store, you have different kinds of jeans, you have different sneakers.
Where does Con Ed purchase the lightning for the electricity?
Yeah, I think directly from God.
And how do they contract? And how do they distribute it?
Yo, those are quick.
My question is, where are the other companies getting it?
You feel me? That's what I'm saying.
God, hear me out. Give me a bundle of lightning.
He's like at the deli. Yo, let me get half a pound of lightning. Slice it thin.
Yo, I need a half a pound of lightning. Yo, last time I came here, y'all fucked my lightning up, B.
Cut it thin.
Yo, wait, slice it thin is the poorest fucking dick ever.
First of all,
nah, that's how I like my shit. Nah, like,
that's fuck so you, bro. Poor,
you
bro.
Like that thick meat?
Yo,
I'm big money, so chill. Yo,
you nasty, bro. You chill. Like that thick shit? You listen, like that no, blimpy? You no, like blimpies?
No,
nasty.
No, but if you ask to have the cheese is already wild meat. Thin and you want it cut thinner.
Nah, that's I want poor my shit. First of all, when I get my meat paws at the deli, I tell them slice it thin. I want it shredded.
Yo,
I want to pluck it from the fucking.
Let me tell you, I've seen him order deli meat, and he'll order it so thin that the girl be like this, and hold up a piece of the shit you can see through it, like this. That's good.
If I can't see your face through the other side of that shit,
hold it to your face. Perfect. Oh, man.
Yo, you weird, bro.
How is that weird? You like your shit thin?
That's so weird. It, no, but like they
you don't eat deli meat though.
What?
Not really? Not like that. I like salami.
But salami, like, it could go either or. You could, I get it thin, thick, whatever.
It don't matter. Yeah.
But ham and turkey,
I don't really
bro.
Like ham and thin. Turkey.
But what bodega are you going to that slices it mad thick?
First of all, cut it thin. I want it shredded, and I want to see it. There's bodegas that cut it thick and they don't give a fuck. And that's when it's three pieces of meat and that's half a pound. I don't want that.
You're going to see him in his crib like, yeah.
Yo.
This is good?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's man. Wild. I don't buy deli meat like that. It goes to waste. Like,
Nah, that shit goes in my house.
You don't be making sandwiches?
I feel like when you make a sandwich in the house, it don't taste like when you buy it at the store.
Because so you don't got the same bread. That's the problem. You don't
have
the
bread. Their mayonnaise
Nah,
is
it's
different.
The lettuce. That's the trick.
Oh, the shredded
it's
lettuce?
It's the fucking lettuce and that tub of mayonnaise that I don't know where they get that tub at.
You gotta have the connect. You gotta have the bodega you gotta go plug. To
Jetro. That's that shit with us.
I know it's a red top.
I know what you're talking about.
And it's is it Admiral? It's something like that.
I've never seen the name.
I seen it. That joint is good. Their mayonnaise is different. And even if I had all that stuff, I still wouldn't make it.
I love making sandwiches.
Deli meat's weird to me because it's like it annoys me cold and it also annoys me hot. Like if you make it yourself.
So it just annoys you because there's no middle ground.
Yeah, there's none. There's no. My thing is I do crackers with the mayonnaise and crackers. The fucking and the turkey or the ham on top with some cheese. No, you don't do that?
I've like never a homemade purchased lunchable? Crackers since I've become like, an like adult? On my own. Like, yeah, I've never purchased crackers. Yeah. Last time I had them was like with my mom in her house. Oh, okay. Old people buy crackers. And then we the old ones here.
Yeah.
You go figure.
Fact. He didn't know who Black Rob was, but as soon as he saw Selena's dad from the movie in the screen, he was like, yo, that's Selena's dad.
Selena's the key.
He was mad hype. Oh man,
this thing took a turn.
This took a turn for the worse.
I don't even know what if we finished talking about Usher's money.
We did. Then we got into electricity.
Oh man.
The other thing on my list is police brutality, man.
I don't want to talk about this. Like feeling like this.
I don't think we really want
to. Nah,
this wrong episode.
Shout out to what's his name? Shaofin. Chalfin? Derek Chalfin?
Oh, yeah. That piece of shit.
I hope you, yeah.
No, he's gonna his run. Face, he looked like he was utterly he's like, surprised. What are you being like, guilty? What the fuck are you talking like, about? Guilty?
It looked like
we are in the same trial.
He gonna meet a big bunny in there.
Yeah.
You think he's going to General Pop?
Probably not.
He's gonna get popped on the General.
I think he eventually. I don't think right now because it's too hot.
Yeah.
But eventually they're gonna be like,
yo, you gotta go, bro. You're holding up to
the
cell.
Probably when the... I guess probably when it dies down. That's what happens with all the famous killers.
Randomly, Jeffrey Epstein's. Maybe we'll.
I'm down for that.
Bye. Maybe he'll randomly Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, bye.
Like, oh, Derek Chauvin died. Like, I don't know.
It's like, okay, what's for lunch? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Fuck him.
Oh man, I want to. Let's do. You know what I fucking hate.
I don't. I'll come up with something.
I don't have one.
He loves right now. Right now, he's chilling. He's mellowed out.
You good, bro?
I'm fine. That shit didn't work.
Eat another one, bro.
Eat another one.
No, I'm good.
It worked. Look at him.
Yeah. You got a smile on your face.
It worked,
for no reason.
Bro. I'm telling you.
It's because I'm sitting in between y'all.
Aww. Aww. It warms me. You see, we're two pieces of bread, and you're the thick meat. Pause.
Yeah. Oh. Y'all like a wheat bread, a roll.
A thick dry rub. I'm a thick dry piece of bread. I'm like rye bread.
Dry. Nah, rye bread is thin.
It's thin.
I'm the cooler of the rye bread.
Yo, I don't eat that piece. I threw that shit out.
Everybody cuts that shit right, throws it out.
The only time I'll eat it, like, is struggling. Like, if there's no more crackers, there's no more bread, and then what I do is I toast it. And it kind of becomes a brand new piece of bread.
That's mad
work. It rejuvenates the bread.
That's mad work. I would have just
you could toast old bread and it gets good again?
Not doing that.
Like, if it has mold, does the mold go away?
It goes away, bro.
Nah, you're not doing that.
It goes away. Try it.
It's like a disinfectant.
Try it.
No,
I'm not going to try that. Put a nice thick slice of ham on there like you like.
No, I don't like thick slices of ham. I told you. They already cut it thin enough. I don't know what bodega you're going to.
They're not cutting it thin enough, bro.
Yo, I just can't. Like, once the thin-ass piece of ham hits the mayonnaise, it's going to dissolve.
Nah, it'll dissolve if it's shredded.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm fucking having a weird conversation, bro.
Nah, it's just, he's making.
Where you buy your ham at?
You know what? I'll tell you what, you know what I fucking hate. Reuben.
Damn. We got
you know what I hate? Thick ham.
I like my ham thin. You know what I love? Thin ham.
Oh, what shit.
What you hate, Rick?
Remember last time I was saying, like, Chrissy Teigen announced that she was...
Yeah.
Right? That she was leaving Twitter. And then she wrote, like, mad tweets about it. Whatever. She left. 2 weeks later, she announced that she's back on Twitter.
She's like, guess what? Like guys, I said, it's Chrissy Teigen. You can tell by my little icon and my name.
Yeah. It's all for a fucking show. It's all bullshit. They do this shit for her.
She's like, John, I'm getting bored. I'm going to go back on Twitter.
That's probably exactly how that went, too.
He's like, go be an ordinary person. Go join Twitter.
Oh, because he has a song called Ordinary
People. Hey, I like this, Ruben.
I got you.
I can't even. Okay. So you know Ordinary People by John Legend.
Look, you offended him, the fact that you didn't know Black Rob. Whoa.
Yeah, I know that song.
This took a toll on y'all relationship.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm going to purposely do shit to piss you off.
That's not going to be hard, man, because everything pisses me off.
Yeah, that is crazy. I do know that song.
Why do you know that song?
I don't know. It comes on a lot.
You know why you know that song? Because you worked retail before. They always playing that shit. Retail places.
That's true.
And John Legend is big, especially for Christmas. He has a Christmas song. I can't think of it right now.
I know which song.
Doesn't he have a whole album?
A Christmas album? I don't know. Mariah Carey got like 30.
You know, speaking of retail, what was you guys' first job?
My first job.
Like real job or like the summer youth count?
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count?
No.
Okay.
I never did summer youth.
Summer? Yo, I got a fucking pamper thrown at me. Damn. In summer youth.
Like with shit? Piss? Like,
I don't know. It was fully loaded. I'll tell you that.
Fully loaded.
But like.
It was sliced thick.
It was thick as fuck. Yo, I remember I did summer youth and I had to clean the projects. Like you the break. Grass. And they gave us helmets and. Somebody threw a fucking pamper at
me. That sounds like community service, bro.
It's similar. It's very similar, except pretty much that way. Every 2 weeks I got $150, if that.
That's crazy, by the way.
It is crazy.
What was your first job, like real job, not the summer youth?
Aeropostale.
Oh, that's a fire job.
No, it's not. I fucking hated it. And I hated everyone that worked in
it. Did you work retail ever?
I worked at Banana Republic.
Yikes.
I worked at... I thank God, I know this is still the same thing. I've never done fast food, and I pray to God I never have to.
I've never done fast food.
Me neither.
You might soon, bro.
Yeah, fucking around.
Trying
to get this extra $300 on this unemployment.
Worked retail, too. I worked at Charlotte Russe in Manhattan Mall.
Mm.
It should be like this woman's store. But my first job was... Damn, what was it? Because I'm confused about that. Oh, I worked in a 99-cent store downtown on Fulton.
Was it Jax?
And I was there from... It wasn't Jax. But I know what you're talking about.
He was like, I know, that's the competitor.
Yeah, basically. Fam, I worked from like 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 p.m.
Nah, that's too long. I would have quit.
Probably got $100 a week for that shit.
That's wild.
Cash, though.
Under the table, so man.
Damn, how many days did you work?
5 days.
For 12-hour shifts?
Yeah.
For $100 a week?
Bro, I was like
this
17.
Was back in the 70s?
I was...
Jesus Christ.
Yo, what's up, bro? we gotta throw hands, yeah? This is enough, yo.
That makes... Even if it's indirectly not about me, it's about me, because I'm older than him.
What was your first job?
I don't know if it was, I know I did a UPS, like delivery, like driver helper, but I don't know if that was.
What the hell does the driver helper do?
So we do everything that the driver does, except drive.
Like you do it's like I turn on the fan, the AC.
You know what's funny, right?
I love with the windows.
He's like, I open his door.
I wipe his head and he sweated. Yo, real quick. And I think any man would understand this and would feel the way I feel.
Oh.
What delivering packages for UPS, I always felt like there was going to be a woman to open the door and be like, you want to come in for like coffee? And that never fucking happened. Like, yeah. You would think, like, you open, like, one of these crazy white people are going to open the door and be like, oh, come in. I'm half naked.
And then that does happen and you still won't do anything because that's fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, yeah, that's porn shit.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you grow up and you watch adult movies. You're like, yo, that's going to happen to me today.
Pizza boy is going to fuck me.
Why did you think about Pizza Boy?
Not me. I was thinking of it in the terms of a white woman.
Listen, okay.
Whatever.
For $200,000, what would you do?
That's $200,000.
He's like, yo, you're cheap, my guy.
He's gonna be like, yo, we're gonna see him. He's gonna have 5 jeans from Kiff and like 3 hoodies and be like, yo, I'm broke. I'll work tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Yo, when I worked at Arrow, that shit was so bad, bro.
I know he worked at Arrow Pastel because he called it Arrow.
Yeah.
And only employees call it that.
Nobody
shit.
Fucking calls this shit Arrow Pastel. Like,
it's like, I know people that probably work at Victoria's Secret, they probably call it something stupid like Vicky's or some shit.
Yeah.
VS.
Yo, I remember I used to do stock and they used to tell me that I couldn't wear regular sneakers. I had to wear Converse. I was up and down the stairs where they bringing shit up. I was like, why do I have to wear? And I never used to wear them Converse, and I stayed getting in trouble for that shit. So, that was trash.
I think I went from Banana Republic to Dwayne Reed. I did an overnight at Dwayne Reed. Now you got me thinking about all these old jobs.
Yo, better question. How'd you quit these jobs?
I didn't.
Yo, go.
So they tried to fire me. And when I say try to fire me, I quit.
You can't fire me.
I quit. So there was this manager that didn't like me.
What was his fucking name? Say his name.
Kiri? Curry? Yo, some Kiri. Shit like that.
Yo, Kiri.
Pause, but suck my man's dick, bro.
So I remember they tried to fire me by, at the time there was an Arrow Pastel on 42nd Street that was opening. And they were giving out these free t-shirts to the employees to wear to promote the 42nd Street store. And they had like the train symbols or whatever. And the train spelled out like Arrow Pastel, right? And they were giving out the free shirts. And I remember they said, just take the tag off and give it to us at the end of your shift for the shirt. And I was like, cool. So I had the shirt on the whole day working in it. And then at the end of the night when I was leaving home, they used to check the bags. So the guy's like, oh, you gave the tag for that shirt? I was like, oh, it's in my locker. And he was like, oh, all right, that's fine. Just give it when you come back. So I was like, cool. When I came back, another manager that was cool with me was like, yo, Poppy, security wants to talk to you. And I was like,
you said yo, Poppy, like that?
Yeah. He was cool. Spanish, obviously.
I got that.
He was like, security wants to talk to you. And I was like, for what? He was like, they want to talk to you. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I call in the back and they're like, yeah, we got you on camera stealing a shirt. I was like, stealing a shirt? I was like, which one? They were like, you had one of the Times Square. I was like, it was a free t-shirt. I was like, and how did I steal it? Y'all was giving them out to employees. They were like, oh, we got a report that you never gave in the tag. And I was like, that motherfucker.
God, these stupid jobs, these stupid rules.
So they were like, oh, well, we're going to do an investigation. Nah, that store closed.
Oh, damn.
They were like, we're going to do an investigation. I was like, whatever, man. I hung up. The Spanish manager was like, yo, I suggest you just quit because this shit doesn't look good. I was like, not a problem. And I quit.
Fuck that job.
So, yeah, fuck that job.
I remember when I worked at Charlie Russe. It used to get so fucking busy. And then at the end of the night, we would have to fold everything. We wouldn't get out of there till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's wild for Charlotte. I thought all they had was little earrings and shit.
Nah, they had Claire's. They had mad jeans.
Charlotte Russe ain't Claire's?
Nah.
They not cousins?
Nah. Maybe.
Charlotte, Claire.
Yeah, maybe.
So I remember this one particular day. My lunch was usually around 6. And Tiara would be coming from work, and she'd get off to have dinner with me during my lunch break. It was so fucking busy that when I met Tiara outside, first I texted, I was like, listen, stay out of the store. I walk outside, I rip my fucking badge off, and I was like, we're going home. I can't do this no more. And I just fucking quit.
So you didn't quit. You just no call, no showed for the next few days.
Bounced. I came back to get my check, and they all laughed. Like we had, a good laugh about it. I was like, yeah, I couldn't do it no more.
I seen a girl get fired from a job once for calling out on payday and then showing up on payday to get her check. Because we would get paid in person.
But why would you do that?
She called out what?
She called out to not work, but showed up to get paid. You fucking idiot. Why would you do that? That's crazy. I can't come to work. Oh, but I'm here to get my paycheck.
But
on the same day?
Yeah. Showed up the same day.
But I mean, technically, they can't legally reprimand you for some shit like that.
Bullshit job on Ford, you know? Like,
yeah, they're not paying attention to the laws. We were getting paid,
you know, I don't think we were being taxed and shit. Like, it was a bullshit
job. It was cash?
It was a check, but
shit wasn't real.
I worked at the Bronx Zoo. That was fire.
Yo, this movie's dope, by the way.
I want to see it.
That was good.
I worked at
Papa Doc.
Yo, I've told you what happened to me at the check cashing place, right?
You've told me mad stories about the check cashing place.
So I used to work overnight in the check cashing place from midnight to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. So I'd take my laptop and I'd listen to music or I'd play video games, whatever, right? This one particular night, it was never really busy. Probably see like one person an hour. This one night, this dude comes in. He starts pouring lighter fluid on the counter.
Fuck?
He pours lighter and then is trying to light it, telling me to give him all the money in the safe. Fam, jumped up, grabbed my phone, called the cops. They caught him like a couple minutes later because they came super fast. It happened like at 1 o'clock in the morning. I had to sit there until 8 o'clock in the morning, till the next person came. And then when I told my manager, she was like, "Oh shit, that's crazy."
Like nothing.
And I was like, "Bitch, there was cops here all night." Like, and then when the cops, the detectives were asking for the footage, they wouldn't give the footage.
That's wild.
Yeah. So the next week, I quit that shit, and I didn't quit it until. So if I didn't come in, if I called out, whoever was there had to stay, or they had to find someone else.
All the way.
So I knew the manager was doing a 4 to 12. And I was going to relieve her that Monday. I just didn't show up. So she had to stay.
Suck it, lady.
So that was fun.
When I worked at Duane Reade, and I hated Duane Reade, I put in a 2 weeks notice. And on the last day of the 2 weeks, the person that I gave it to got fired. So I just kept kind of working through it. And I just eventually just stopped going.
So you didn't really quit.
I put in the 2 weeks that I just worked past it because I needed a little extra money and just stopped going. You know, I've told everyone this. I mean, it could be also I have sleep apnea, but I feel like after you stop working an overnight shift job, that it takes a while for your body to get used to that shit again. Like used to regular working a regular 9 to 5 or whatever. That shit takes a toll on you.
A big one.
A big toll.
I used to love doing that, but it wasn't part of the job. It was just like certain sporadically, days, that I would have to do it for inventory. For Macy's, I did inventory. Man,
you worked at Macy's, Jesus. Macy's.
What was wrong with that one?
It's just a big ass store.
No, I worked in Parchester.
Mm. Oh man,
the crackers. This is a local boy.
Yeah. We didn't have shit.
$7 I remember those depressing, like overnight days, where you sleep all day, which I do that shit now, but you get up and then you going to work and it's like 7 something.
Yep.
And you're outside and it's dark and everybody that you're bumping into is going home.
Yep.
That shit is depressing, bro. Anybody that's listening to this that does that, I'm sorry.
This is what's depressing. In the morning, you're waiting for a bus. Next to someone who's been up for maybe 2 hours and is just starting their day, and you're fucking tired.
Mad tired.
You're mad tired, and people on the bus are being obnoxious and all that shit in the morning. You're mad tired.
I remember that's the worst. One day being so tired that I obviously can fall asleep anywhere. I fell asleep leaning on the door of the train. And you know when you're so tired that your knees buckle? I don't know if that's ever happened to any of y'all.
No.
God damn.
Never.
Anybody listening to this, I hope you can understand that.
When I'm tired, I usually sit down.
Or faint.
That too.
Anyway, so my knees kind of went out on me. And in the reaction of my knees going out, the lady in front of me was reading the paper. And I smacked it with my hand. So I react, smack mm-hmm. the paper. It kind of goes forward, hits her like. Mm. And she pulled that shit down like, motherfucker, like what? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. I just got out of work. I'm so tired. I'm like, please don't put hands on me right now. Like,
you should have been like, what?
Huh?
You should have been like, what?
What you both do, huh? That's wild. Yeah, that shit was. I remember that shit. I fucking hated that overnation.
Yeah. It used to suck, man. It used to suck being mad tired on Saturdays. If
you did it once in a while,
that shit would be. It wasn't that bad. Yeah.
Like, you'd be mentally prepared for it. It's mm-hmm. different. And then, like, if you work with cool people, I remember doing overnights, like, mm-hmm. folding clothes, just
yeah,
chilling.
Overnight in Charles LaRusse was mad different. Fun, yeah.
I hated doing inventory and that one person would scan the shelf wrong and fuck up the whole inventory.
I'm the fuck upper. I'm that scanning the shelf wrong.
Oh, I saw that guy the other day.
What guy?
The first one.
Godfrey.
Funny dude.
But yeah.
Oh, man. We had a...
Yo, I had a weird dream. I don't know if I should say it on the podcast.
No, say it. Fuck it.
Go ahead, bro.
I had a weird dream. Up. It was me, you, and Gladys.
Oh, no.
In my apartment.
You dreamt with me.
Yeah, I did.
In your apartment. All right.
And we were sitting in the living room. And
this is a normal weekend thing, but go...
Yeah, we were sitting in the living room, and that's why it felt so real. And we hear this commotion in the hallway. So, obviously, like the Bonchincheros we are, we get up to listen to what's going on in the hallway.
Yes, sir.
And then we hear the cops running up the stairs, and they start yelling at the people that are in the hallway, and all of a sudden, the cops start shooting.
Nah, I'm sitting back.
And we we duck to the ground, and we start crawling towards the living room. And I got, like, Gladys' head under my arm.
And what about
me? And we get to... You're in front of me. And we're behind you. And we get to the living room, and we stand up, and I got shot in my arm. And that's when I woke up to pee.
Oh, so you saved your future wife, bro?
I guess that's what that means.
What's up, man?
Yeah, that means, I'll catch a grenade for you.
Or 22.
Cops got 22s on?
I don't know. 45s.
They got blowing that arm off with them.
Yeah, for real.
Or that could be like a message like, yo, take your insulin. Or you have like PTSD from the vaccine.
Oh, shit.
I'll get my second dose tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be fucked up.
I was fine. You'll be all right.
I'm fucking yawning.
Nah, you don't look like you're gonna be alright.
Nah, I'm gonna be alright.
Yo, take some of those with you, bro.
Nah, hell no. I'm coming back tomorrow to watch the UFC.
Oh, word. Yo, you coming tomorrow?
Come through, bro.
Probably not, but yeah, probably.
He told me, I asked him, yo, we doing the podcast? And he's like, I'm a married man. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
What did that mean?
Nah, I said, no, I'm a married man now. But
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I didn't understand.
Gladys either, fucking told me to send it, and then she threatened.
But
me.
Then he tells me he just got his marriage certificate. So I don't get it now. Like that, when you have context behind it, it makes sense. But just to hear that, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
And your fiance told you right there.
She did.
It sounds like a woman joke.
that's fucked up. I don't agree with anything Rick just said. By the way,
that doesn't sound like a joke your girl would say. I mean, your girl actually said it.
She did.
That's what I'm saying.
We did have a conversation in our group chat, and she was like, oh, I'm not funnier like than me. And I'm like,
nah,
you're not funnier than me, bro. No way.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Like, yeah.
And she was like, oh, Gigi's funnier than me. And I was like, yeah.
Yo, who's Gigi, yo?
Initials, bro, my dog to me.
Yo, I didn't even put together that was your initials.
Yeah.
I just thought that it was spelled G-I-G-I. And I'm like, that's weird.
That's the girl version.
Two G's.
It's like a just Gucci belt. Like a fake Gucci belt.
Yeah, that's it. Gigi. Fake Gucci belt because they don't got my size.
And you
got
to say it like that. Gigi. Gigi. Like a fucking Italian prick. Gigi.
Wait, wait. Gigi.
Yo, all your fucking accents.
I don't even know what that accent was.
Gigi. Gigi.
You sound like fucking Austin Powers.
Oh, shit. Oh my god! It sounds like a car starting.
That's an old ass car. JJ. JJ, she.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, bro. Oh
man, yo, my chest hurts, son.
Yo, what time? So it feels like we've been talking forever.
Yo, we got 1:15.
Oh, we good.
This episode's done.
I just want to apologize to y'all.
Yeah, when you listen, for taking y'all on this journey.
Yeah, we apologize, and please listen
shout out
to the next
Uptown
one.
Exotics. That's what my boy.
Yeah, shout out to them.
I just want to say that this has nothing to do with any conversation we had today. Okay. But I started wearing American Eagle jeans, and I gotta say, they are very comfortable.
Yes.
My man's out here making reviews.
My favorite jeans, bro. American
he put
Eagle.
Me on.
Yeah, I put him
and
on.
And
yeah,
I've been telling him, and he's like,
is that they got jeans for big dudes.
You know what's funny? Great. If I would have bought it online, I would have been tight because I would have got the wrong size. I had to go to the store to try it on. I'm a fucking 30 in these jeans.
What?
Yeah,
I haven't
bro.
Been a 30 since 6 years
I tried on a 34, and I was like, oh, these are big. And yeah, I had to keep going
they
down.
They have good room, and like
they do side. Have. Yeah, it does have good room.
Yeah, the jeans are good, good materials. If you want to look good, and I spend $200. Yo, what's up with dude spending $250 on a pair of jeans for it to have a little patch hanging out the back or whatever?
Those jeans be ugly.
I don't. Yeah, the whole thing with the rhinestones.
They're ugly.
Was it Red Monkey?
I don't know.
Fam, Red Monk. Trues are the ugliest jeans I've ever seen.
They only make boot cut, right?
No, they don't, but
they got
I've never
thick
seen
stitching. I don't like that thick stitching like on yeah. I never liked it.
And there's still people that wear them shits.
I know.
They heavy in Century 21, if that
I
still
bet.
Exists.
If you're trying to get that. I don't know.
I had a pair of True Religion jeans in high school.
I had Parasukos in high school, bro. Oh, dude.
South Pole.
I had a Visu.
South Pole.
I had a pair of Avizu jeans, too.
A who?
Avizu.
Avizu.
I don't know.
Now, all you have is a vision problem.
No. Oh, shit.
Yo, I sent him a picture yesterday of somebody that came up on my feed that was cross-eyed taking a picture. And and I was like, yo, it looks like there were two cameramen and they both said, look here.
Because the person was literally splitting there.
Oh,
that,
man.
That picture was funny.
I'll show you later.
I'm going to fight both of y'all.
Nah, but
I
this had nothing to do with you.
Nah, I promise you, bro.
Nah,
I promise
nah.
you.
This had nothing to do with you.
That's enough.
Her eyes were out. Your eyes is in.
Oh, my God.
She looked like a hammerhead
oh,
shark.
Oh, shit. Oh,
it looks like you staring at something really close.
No, we got to fight. That's enough. Let's
like,
go.
You look like you was drinking something and it spilled on your shirt. And you're like, see it. And you're looking down.
It looks like a fly landed on your nose.
Yo, I could just picture like when that happens like in animal shit. Movies and it's just like. Disney movie. That's funny. Why this always goes back to Rick, bro?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's no respect here.
That's nice.
We're going to wrap this one up.
Yeah, it's about time, bro.
It's about time. yeah, I don't know. Please listen, I guess.
Yes.
Please,
hope you guys enjoyed
this. I hope this episode didn't deter you because
yeah, this is
shit show.
I think this is a one-time thing, but
this was it won't be. And we're taking requests too. Like Ruben said, this is his first time eating an edible. He said he was gonna do mushrooms next.
Yeah, nah, yeah, I'm good.
He said he's gonna eventually. I don't know. Whatever.
He's just
yeah, smiling. Nah, I'm good.
He's gonna eventually
I'm working my way up to insulin.
He's gonna eventually do crack.
Like, yeah, nah, I'm never doing that.
Yo, we need 500 more likes if you want
to. Yo, deadass, if y'all get us, if y'all get us to, if y'all get us to 1,000 listens, he would do crack live on yo, Instagram.
I won't, please.
Ruben will do crack.
I won't.
Gil, well, would I you want do crack in the background.
What? Would you do crack for the pod?
No, nigga, fuck this pod.
What are you talking about? This is about to be your only revenue stream.
And it ain't a revenue stream. Like, what are we talking about?
You have to check your Cash App?
What? I gotta check my Cash App. Yo.
Yo, Cash App, Gil, check this out. Gil. If 100 people Cash App Gil $1, he'll take that 100, buy a rock, and smoke it.
Bro, I'm scared that if I did crack,
I would enjoy it too much.
Bro, I need more crack.
Well, I think Jordan's that's at the problem with it.
Yeah, I think addictive. That's how that starts, right?
Yeah.
I start loving it more than myself.
Basically.
That sounds crazy.
Yo, actually, let's see if this does work.
What, crack?
There's like millions of people that will tell you it does.
My Cash App is $ Barrios Ruben. If anybody wants to send me a dollar for some reason, I'm not gonna buy crack, but I just want to see if it works. That's how shit happens.
I don't have Cash App.
That's how shit happens.
That is how stuff happens, though.
That is. Yo. Yo, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Here's my Cash App. And
but
then
there is there's got to be something that you give back. So,
yeah, so no, I'm not.
You, so smoking crack.
That's they give you money back. And you give them a vein.
Yo, yeah, maybe nah, we can start an OnlyFans for you. Only diabetics.
You think people will pay for pictures of my feet?
Yo.
Probably. Yeah, why not? There's
somebody out there that want to see
it. Somebody feet. Like them.
That's how it starts.
Send me some DMs if y'all want to see Ruben's feet.
I got cute ankles.
Cute ankles.
Yo, man, I told y'all I was going to get these ankles tatted.
What?
He's going to get like a little...
He's going to get like Jesus a tribal piece. A tribal.
Nah, I was
going
to get a coqui on my ankle. Oh.
He went to this man went to Puerto Rico once, yo.
Yo, that's it. I'm living the Puerto Rican life.
And now he wants a cookie.
So that's why you got to do crack.
Exactly.
You got to go all the way, bro. All
right, so it's official. You heard his Cash App. $100. He will do crack.
I will not do crack.
He will do
but
crack.
I would appreciate it.
Live, we'll record it for Instagram, and we'll also record it for the pod.
Yeah. I'll probably just end up buying a Kif t-shirt.
But... the extra $40 that he has
is for crack.
It's for crack.
Yeah, no, I'm
get you
good.
A discounted
I'm good. I
crack
wanna,
rock.
I want to make it clear that I'm not doing that.
I want to make it clear that crack. He is.
He's I hear lying. Something in my ear.
Yeah, it's crack. It's like smoke me.
Yo, that's it. We have to. We have yo, to we, cut yeah. it.
We have to take these mics from us.
Yo, my God. Oh, how am I survive tonight?
Turn it off.
Alright, guys, this has been the
shut it off. Bye.
This has
bye,
been
everyone.
The another Bronx Tale podcast. My name is Rick.
It smells like weed.
That was
Ruben. This is Gil. We are out.
We signed out.
Bye. It does smell like weed.